Our locker room chats continuing here tonight. KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. Now time to talk about the Sabetha Blue Jays. We're joined by the football coach. That is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Coach, teams played well here through a couple of weeks, and most recently on Friday, week two, 24-8, you get the win at Holton. Talk about that game a little bit. What'd you like, and ultimately a few key takeaways from that one?
Well, I just liked our mentality coming out of the locker room to start the game. Last year, we struggled with that at the beginning and then played a better second half. So we just talked about starting the game right, starting the game taking it to them. Maybe they have to adjust to us. And I thought that's exactly the way the game played out. The first half, you know, they had a big play on us, a pass play on us, which nobody's expecting, and missed a few tackles on their scoring play. But other than that, I thought we dominated the game on the line of scrimmage. Second half, they had a big long drive, which was very impressive, which was not surprising because their offense is really, really hard to stop, and they don't beat themselves. And I was just pleased with our tackling. I was pleased with making most of the plays when they're presented to us. And offensively, we did leave a couple scores off the board in the second half, but we'll need to get that shored up. But all in all, I was pleased.
You know, last year, you know, throughout the course of the season, you guys had one of the best rushing attacks and scoring defensive combinations, you know, in the state. That's kind of carried over through the first couple weeks here. You've only allowed just 8 points through two games, and the running game was really good against Holton, 267 yards on 44 carries. You know, obviously those are two big strengths for you. Are you surprised at all with how that's kind of carried over here to the early portions of 2023?
No, that's just who we are and have been for a long time, and our kids know that. And I just think in high school football, over the long stretch of the season in Kansas, I think you have to be able to run the ball. And if you can run it, you can run the ball in wind, you can run the ball in rain, you can run the ball dry. I mean, you just, you're going to have a lot of different weather conditions, so you have to be able to run it. And then you can pass it if you choose to or want to. And so that doesn't surprise me at all with these guys, with our guys up front, with our backfield. But I am looking to be a more balanced attack this year. You know, our quarterback's doing a good job with his reads, and our receivers, we got a bunch of them that we trust. And I just wanted to make sure we got off to the good start of the season, and we have done that. So, you know, now we can kind of, go a little deeper in the passing game.
Yeah, you talk about the pass game. You know, your quarterback, Mitchell Kramer, has been fairly efficient through the first couple of games. I mean, not a ton of yardage, but it's there. Over 100 yards in the first couple of games. But we've talked about the guys up front, how important the offensive line is to the running game. But your top two in the backfield, Colin Mennell, Chase Fry, both went over 100 yards in that win against Holton. What have you seen from those two? What do you like so far?
I love how they run. Straight ahead. They could run around you, but they choose to go through you, and that just sets the tone for our offense. That's who we are, and that's who we're going to be. And I hope the guys that are filling in behind those guys and giving those guys a break, I hope they watch and learn that, because that makes for a physical game. When you're on the defensive side and you're getting ran over by the running back, that takes a toll on you mentally.
Sabetha head football coach Garrett Michael joining us. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back, talk about the Blue Jays matchup coming up this week, Friday, week three at Jeff West. We'll talk about it when we come back on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Sabetha Blue Jays football coach. That is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Services as well. Blue Jays off to a 2-0 start. They'll go to Jeff West on Friday for week three. Coach, let's talk about this Tigers team, and they got a nice win at Hiawatha last week, 16-14. Their defense played well, got a timely touchdown in the third quarter and a couple of turnovers in the fourth quarter to kind of hold off the Redhawks to get that win. It was their first win over Hiawatha in 3 years. But talk about this Jeff West team a little bit. What do you see and the challenges they can present to you guys on Friday?
Well, they can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They spread you to do both, and so that's a challenge defensively. The good thing is, you know, when you play against Perry, they do the same thing. And then Of course, you have game two with Holton, and then they're wishbone and coming right at you. So I feel like our first two games has really prepared us for the next couple, at least, for whatever we're going to see. But I was impressed with them at Hiawatha, just not quitting and just sticking with it. And I think their defense really flies around, and they you know, they press coverage on the outside, and so that's just a different look for us. Usually the corners are soft, and they play pretty aggressive up there. So that's a challenge to us, and we'll just have to, you know, make some changes a little bit in the passing game if we want to go to that. And but we just got to play fundamentally sound. I don't care who we're playing. And win the turnover battle and time of possession. That's two major things you have to do every game.
Yeah, I know it's when we talk about keys each and every week, they seem to be pretty much the same for the most part, but hard to believe, you know, we've only gotten 2 weeks into this season, but that's already a quarter of the way through the regular season. You know, maybe as you watch your team practice this week, getting ready for Jeff West compared to that first prep week in that game against Perry Lecompton, you know, what kind of strides have you seen and kind of the progression you've seen from your team here in the first few weeks?
Yeah, just slowly but gradually adding a few things to our reminders to our defense from things that we did in the summer, just to be ready for more teams that throw the ball. And so I just want them to just get better at the little details. We're not adding a whole bunch because I want them to be really good at what we do. I don't want to do a lot of things mediocre. I want to do a few things great. And so as we go on to the season, we can progressively add things offensively, defensively, and we've tweaked the special teams a little bit. And so all three phases of the game just kind of progressing. And I still want us to take care of the football, and I still want us to get turnovers on defense, and I want our special teams to continue to play special, because special teams is where a lot of games you can turn the tide in a game one way or another, or flip the field, and those are huge plays that just get overlooked by a lot of people.
It's about the head football coach Garrett Michael joining us each and every week. We appreciate it as always. Blue Jays, one of the top teams right now in Class 2A. They'll try to stay undefeated in Big 7 league play on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck at Jeff West. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.